Tonight we've seen some regrettable aspects of the current Conservative administration. I think to condemn people who protest as somehow Trotskyite banner-waving groups and to see the rest of the Conservative benches and cabinet members nodding, laughing and agreeing brought utter contempt upon the residents that have fought for their hospitals. And I think an apology is in order. I think the other thing we've seen tonight is the way that spin is put on substance. And I refer back to the original amendment where it said the 24/7 emergency department to be appropriately specified and staffed. There isn't going to be an emergency department. The A&E department at Charing Cross and at Hammersmith Hospital is going to close. There's going to be some sort of minor clinic there. There will not be a fully staffed A&E. And so when I turn to some of the complaints made earlier about scaremongering, the scaremongering hasn't come from this side, because I don't exaggerate when I say that I agree with your chief whip when he says that closing the accidents emergency unit in Charing Cross will result in people's deaths. He said that on the 4th of July in this chamber, and if you want to listen to the speech, it's after 1 hour 56 minutes. What he said, after talking about the importance of Charing Cross Emergency Unit, is how it would save the lives of Councillors Lilly, Councillors Wicks, and our own Councillor Coleman. He went on then to talk about his mother-in-law, and this is what he said. We all have tales like my mother-in-law, who, had she been in an ambulance for just 1 minute longer on the way from just outside the borough on the south side of the river going to Charing Cross, had she remained 1 minute longer in that ambulance, she would have died. And we know that. And we know the consequences of those additional journey times to Chelsea and Westminster. So we all know that. We've heard that. We know that. Your own chief whip is saying that if Charing Cross Hospital closes, patients like his mother-in-law will die. It is unforgivable now for you to agree to close down the accident emergency unit at Charing Cross or at Hammersmith Hospital in the full knowledge that our residents will die as a consequence.